Two words about angels. John Westerhoff wrote a book once that said, the title of which was God's Angels Need No Wings. And the other was, Deb, how old was Samuel when he was in the temple? He was just a kid, wasn't he?
He was about 8, which is what Keegan just turned 8.
Oh, there we go. So that's a good story of kids hearing voices of God. Okay, and other voices from God. This one is the Annunciation, Luke 1, 26 to 38, when Mary gets some news she wasn't expecting. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Gabriel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the 6th month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to your word." And the angel departed her. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Bruce. Gabriel said to Mary, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." Or in the King James, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And she was, of course, perplexed, confused, trying to figure out what this meant. And Gabriel went on to say, "Don't be afraid. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over Jacob's house forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Of course, Mary knew what this meant. A Jewish girl of her age and background would know that the forever kingdom, the throne of David, Jacob's house, meant that this child Gabriel was announcing was going to be the long-awaited Messiah, the anointed one of God, the deliverer of the people of Israel. Gabriel said, "Don't be afraid." But how could she not be afraid, seeing an angel and hearing this news? But Mary's response was, "How will this happen, since I haven't been with a man?" This was a different question than Zachariah's, which we heard last week when Gabriel told him that he and his wife Elizabeth were going to have a son in their old age. Zachariah's question was more about himself. "How can I be sure of this? How can I trust you after all our years of disappointment?" His focus was on their old age, and he was thinking about the barriers, the obstacles, the problems with this news. But Mary's response is one more of curiosity. This is a big challenge, a tip to all of us as disciples. When God shows up in our lives trying to point us to something new, can we lead with Mary's kind of curiosity and wonder rather than focusing on the problems? Can we say, how will this happen, rather than can I possibly trust this? We're not expected to know or see how it will happen, but we're invited to stay curious, to be open. When we stand on the edge of the unknown, of course we feel anxiety and fear, but can we also tap into our curiosity and our wonder? How will this happen? Mary was able to do that. Faced with Gabriel telling her her life was getting ready to change completely, she was able to say, how will this happen? As many have said, Mary became the first disciple to respond to Christ's coming. The word of God came to her, and her response was, how will this be? But then also, let it be according to your word. So the question for us today is, are we asking God, as we live by faith, how can I believe this? How can I be sure of this? Based on what we already know and all the problems we see? Or are we asking God, how will this happen? And seeking to go to a place of curiosity and openness. Gabriel went on to say, the Spirit will come over you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one to be born will be holy and be called God's Son. Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son. This woman, who was labeled barren, is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God. There's so much in Gabriel's words. Two miraculous birth announcements in one. Two women expecting, one too old and one too young. But Gabriel let them know they were both experiencing the impossible possibilities of God. And Gabriel pointed Mary to Elizabeth as a place to find community and support. And then the message, the Spirit will come over you and overshadow you. That's often the very hardest part of discipleship. Being willing to be overshadowed, to let go of our plans, our agenda, our preferences, our expectations, to let God be in control, to allow God to overshadow and guide us through whatever comes. It would become Jesus' own prayer that he taught to us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it was the prayer he prayed on his own last night, facing betrayal and abandonment and death. Your will be done, not my will, your way. And so Mary's response was, I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me according to your word. She was the first to respond to Christ's coming, the first to say yes. And her yes becomes a yes for all of us. This let it be is the heart of discipleship. It's the third step of the 12 steps. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to God as we know God. It's hard to let go. But letting go is letting God, and that is everything if we want to live as disciples. Mary is our pattern, her yes in response to God's loving yes to all of us in Jesus. And God's gift is then conceived somehow in this young woman named Mary. Mary's let it be makes possible the birth of that baby who becomes our salvation, our deliverance from our small egoic selves, our birth into the fullness, the joy of life in God. That life is here always for us, no matter how great the challenges or how big the worry or how terrible the storm. God with us in Christ, this baby, our Lord, who lived and died for us. In Christ Jesus, we can know that weeping may last for the night, but joy always comes in the morning. We are not alone. God is with us. let it be according to your word.